Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome. We are live and ready to go here for 7 o'clock hour. I'm live here in L.A., actually, as I'm out here with the Miami Dolphins. They get set for their first game of the season, the second week of the National Football League. Dolphins and Chargers Sunday at 1 o'clock. So the team's been out here since late Friday night, flew in Saturday, and over the last couple of days, the players have come in. Everybody's back together and now preparing for this game as the Miami Dolphins get set to play 16 straight weeks. No, the commissioner's not going to allow them to get out of the London game to come back home and play. It is what it is. They all know travel, practice schedule, poor fans putting up and having to work around everything going on with the hurricane. They had to leave town. They grabbed their family. Some stayed back and everything else. Look, nobody wants to hear about it, really. Nobody's going to go, poor professional athlete. Poor Miami Dolphins. Armando, Barry, and everybody else can write those articles, disadvantage and everything else. Nobody's going to care. So if I read those articles, which we've done the whole, oh my gosh, their focus is still on South Florida. Oh, they haven't played. The starters haven't played in 3.5 weeks. All that rust. Oh, they're not going to be sharp for this game. They're on the road for their first game instead at home. Like, stop it. 16 straight weeks. Stop it. It used to be that way for years and years and years. I still haven't heard any of those guys come out and say, you know, we would have been better. We had to play 16 straight weeks in the old days, man. That sucked. it's okay. You can rest guys during the week if they're banged up. Some guys probably have to take a week off, and you'll keep them on the active roster. But that's the way it is, man. Tampa Bay's got to deal with it. It's not an excuse, man. I just don't want any built-in excuses. As I get set with Jimmy and Bob and everybody else to do this first broadcast and folks back home watching for a little release this weekend from everything going on and having their South Florida team that's been around for a long time play, the last damn thing I want is hear a coach or a player go, yeah, it's been really tough over the last couple of weeks. We're not sure how we're going to look, but we're going to play hard. Just go play hard.
Yes. That's all we want to see.
We know about everything. We know. We know about no power. We know about. Matter of fact, you got out of no power because before you had no power, your ass was out here in L.A. with your families.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Stephen Ross flew everyone out there. So what has happened down here over the last couple of days since Friday, Saturday, whenever your power did go out, if it did, you've lived through it. So, you know, and the reporters lived through it. At this point, I honestly just want to get away from it. I know that, yeah, I have power, so it sounds like I'm saying, oh, just shut up about it. I'm not, because for days I was complaining about it. When I got it back, I was thanking the Lord for that I have power back in my house. But at this point, I just need distraction. I need something else. I want to see football. I missed the opening weekend of NFL. I didn't watch anything. I watched no games.
But you
I
got
need
Thursday
something.
Night. We gave you a little Thursday night teaser, Kansas
yes.
City going into New England.
Yeah. But even at that night, Thursday night, I was still preparing my house. I was getting everything ready. Thursday night came around. I thought we were getting hit by a Category 5 hurricane. I was taping up stuff, putting shutters up, making sure my fence was okay, even though that flew away. All that stuff. I was trying to do everything I could. I didn't even get to enjoy Thursday night football.
Yeah. No, it's I get it's been tough. There's still a lot of people without power, a lot of
yes.
people. I guess they're saying most of it's going to be back by Sunday sometime. I guess my wife told me yesterday That was one of the things she heard, that they're going to have the power back by Sunday.
Most of the East Coast, they said, will be up and running, they said, by the end of the end of Sunday night. So that's good for everyone down here in the South Florida, in the Dade Broward, you know, market that we live in. But there's going to be plenty of people that go into next week and past that that probably not going to have power when you start moving up north in the state or on the West Coast. But, yeah, if the East Coast and South Florida does get everything back, or we're at 90% by Sunday night, then FPL did a good job. They did what they had to do. They ran in here and, dude, you know, in crisis mode, they came in and put people's power on little by little, but at least you got it back.
Zach,
or you're going to get it back.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to say FPL, no matter what you say.
I know. Bad job.
They're going to say they didn't do enough. I watched them go by my house. They didn't stop. Yep. I'm without power. I saw one of them on the side of the road. They were sitting there laughing. I mean, you're going to get something, but I just want to say this. I do have great appreciation. After all these years living in South Florida, I have great appreciation for a couple of things. Here's my great appreciation list. Are you ready?
Yes.
Air conditioning in general.
Yes.
A hot damn shower. A
yes.
Hot-ass shower.
Mm.
On my dirty-ass, big, fat body.
Yes.
The
other thing that I have...
The refrigerator having
God,
cold
I was waiting for
drinks.
You to say that. Yeah.
Warm waters suck.
And I'll tell you what else was nice. When I was able, after 12 hours of my fridge being on, to have a drink with ice in it. You know, like to have a couple ice cubes also that weren't melted in there. And to be honest with you, this sounds crazy. My washer and my dryer, because for 4 days my sheets were probably disgusting for me sleeping on them and sweating. And when I put everything in the washer and dryer yesterday, I was happy. It's just nice having power. I know that, I know it sounds bad, and you still don't have it, and I just got it back, but it's just nice having the amenities that we just take too much advantage of.
Well, you know who's having some great days? Think about all those maintenance stores out there that are selling everything from generators to chainsaws to rakes to lawnmowers. Their business is good. Let's go through all the people having great business. Right, Home Depot, we should probably start top of the list.
Yes.
Lowe's, right?
Yes.
Home Depot, killing it. Hotels.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Hotels are just like, they can't stay one night. It's a three-night stay no matter what.
That's right. And I would have taken it also if I
like
found a
Super
hotel.
Bowl now.
Yeah.
It's called instead of a Super Bowl, you got to get the three-day package.
That's
it's called the Hurricane Package. Oh, no. Whether you get electricity back or not, it's a three-day stay. So, all right. Hell, I'll take it.
I would have taken it if I found one. Yeah.
So, anyway, we got all that stuff going on, man. So, hang in there, everybody, as we try to get you through and have a little fun. By the way, we got some football guests. Brian Billick's going to join us coming up in 8 o'clock hour. But we're going to have Shappy, better known as Steve Shapiro, join us this morning for what was one of the most entertaining moments during a really bad time in the middle of that hurricane going on. Steve Shapiro down in Miami getting drilled with wind and rain out as a reporter. He stole the show. Steve
Shapiro.
Phil,
listen, I love you. You're the best. I've been texting you. You're the best, and you know that.
Here it comes.
Well, let me ask you a question. All right, listen. When the baseball All-Star game was at Marlins Park, did I ask you to go out and cover that?
I was at home watching.
Oh, yeah, okay, Phil. Hey, Phil, when the Heat won 3 NBA championships, did I ask you to go out and cover those games?
No, you did not.
Phil, when the tennis is on Keepers game and the golf used to be at Doral, did I ask you to go out and cover those events?
I owe you. I owe you big time.
Phil Ferrell, what the hell is the sports guy doing out in this hurricane?
We love you.
Are you insane?
You do such a great job. We love you out there.
Oh, my God. Get your weather people out here, man. It's ridiculous. Tell all my coworkers and people, really, at all the other stations, everything, they're doing a good job. This is crazy. Stay safe. I know that it's just calmed down just a little bit now, and it's going to get a lot worse. We saw some of the worst. It ain't fun out here. I promise you it ain't fun, but we will be here when you need us, Phil Ferrell. We will be here when you need us.
A round of applause for you back here. You do a great job. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll see you in a little while.
I mean, Shappy was King Shappy right there.
You know, Shappy took it right to the line where if he would have been actually pissed off and not put a little humor in there in the middle of that wind and rain going live, his news director would have been a little pissed off with him.
Yeah, I agree.
But the way he handled it was so entertaining.
Yes.
And WSVN's got such a great reaction from it that it worked out unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So anyway, Shappy's going to join us this morning. I just laughed my ass off. I just thought, I go, Shappy, there's a guy at the end of a long, great run as a sports guy. He's got a couple years left, I think, on his contract, but I think he said this is it for him. That was funny. That was funny because they always stick the sports guys out on the beach or some shot, and then they go to it, and you're going, yeah, as you can see, it's raining like a mofo here, man, and you go on. So that was great. So Shappy's going to join us. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about the whole thing and what he just went through. By the way, I do want to say this. We got a lot of little side stories to get to, so please don't. If you feel like you're going to be offended, maybe you should turn this off right now. But we had a lot of sensitivity from our weather guys, our meteorologists, the lead dogs, who got stroked for the most part. They do a great job. I mean, that's a real specialty job. I mean, you go to school to become a meteorologist. You study pressure, wind, gust, all that crap, you know, and where they're going and tracks and all that stuff. And they explain real technical stuff. About half of it goes over my head, and that's a big-ass head to go over.
Huge.
But some of them, so we're all laughing, flying out, like, yeah, a lot of those guys are a little sensitive because some people, no matter what you say, some people are going to tweet you back in the day of social media now and say, hey, dude, you were wrong. You said we're going to get hit direct. We didn't get hit direct. No, we did. I said it can move this way or that way. So there was a little bit of that going on. And look, at those guys can't be sensitive, man. It's the business. And not everybody, when you jump on and you decide you want to be Tommy Twitter and you're going to live through social media, just like athletes, we go through this sack with all the athletes.
That's
like,
right.
Look at, man,
that's right.
You get a lot of followers. You want a lot of followers. Some of them are going to follow you and call your ass out if they don't think you're accurate or they just don't like you or whatever. You're going to get nobody is just going to follow you and stroke you. You're not going to get 70,000 followers and they're all going to stroke you and tell you how wonderful you are every day. Some are going to jab you. Either they don't like your personality, they think you're a little uppity, whatever it might be, you're going to rub people the wrong way. I know because I do it to people.
Correct.
So, but you can't be sensitive and call and respond to everybody and do some jerkball stuff like John Morales did, telling a guy he went to some Ivy League school
and you didn't.
It just looks bad. It looks like the pro athlete going, dude, I played, you didn't, shut up.
You didn't wear a jersey, I did.
You didn't wear a jersey, I did. Ugh. I've been out there. Don't do that. It's a complete turnoff. You don't do that. You're really good. Just talking to a bunch of guys. Listen, John Morales is really, really good. Like, John Morales doesn't need to stroke himself. He's really, really, really good at what he does.
Correct. And we all know that. We all know that John is one of the guys down here that we all look to.
And you can look up anything you want if you're like, God, this guy's pretty good, or let me look at his background. You can look it up. You can get everything on everybody. How many kids, what he does for hobbies, what he likes to do, what his background. You can get the whole thing, right, Zach?
Yes,
there's no
everything.
Secrets anymore.
No.
If he got arrested, if he's been married 42 times, you can get everything, man. You can find out everything about all of the idiots out there, all of us. So I would just say I just had to get that out of the way.
No,
this morning.
I hear you. I know. Listen, it was kind of weird to see. You know?
But you take the good and the bad. We depend on you. You guys are important, and just boy, it's amazing. Social media.
Well, it's a monster.
Everybody wants to get into it. Everybody wants a lot of followers, and then you read every comment. And then you get pissed when that one guy, you get stroked for like 9 in a row. John, you did a great job. John, that was great. Thank you, John. You got us through. We love you. We love you. The way you present yourself. We love it. You talk to us. You got us through it. And that's part of it, the cool and calm of those guys. But you can't, like, the guy that finally comes on and goes, you were wrong. You're such a jerk. And by the way, a lot of time they're D-bags. Those guys are D-bags.
Well, of course.
I hate you. Well, I can't believe you have a job. I get those. I can't believe you're on the air. You suck. And I do suck sometimes. So, but do you really take time to respond?
Well, that's the problem.
To everybody and go, dude, you're just jealous. I got this job and I went to school and you didn't. I've been doing sports and you don't know nothing about them.
Yeah, you got to be careful with your when you respond to something like that. Sometimes you just got to let it go, and a lot of people can't. That's the problem. You got to let it go on social media. There's more. You know how many people text into the show every morning and it's just bad and it's negative, and I'll write them back and just say thanks for listening, and it pisses them off more, or I won't respond and it pisses them off more. Sometimes it's better just to let things go. Let it go.
Well, I just want to say that because I obviously got a reaction from the NBC folks about my comment about John Morales, and I was going to share with everybody. And I worked with John for a long time, and we had agreements and we had disagreements because he also likes to dabble in sports.
That's right. And if you do that, then you better get ready for it. Yeah,
John, listen. You're going to dabble in the way we cover sports because he loves the Marlins. And I used to say, and Adam Cooperstein used to say, hey, John, we don't – look at man, I'm trying to do this nicely because we got to work together. Dude, I don't need you second-guessing what order I do sports in, what we cover. You take care of weather. I'll take care of sports, and we'll be fine.
And leave it at that.
So I shared that with you because it popped up before. And apparently NBC's a little sensitive, and to be honest, they can kiss my ass.
Okay.
Because I don't care. It was a great job. I was there a long time. I got a great pension. I'm happy. But I'm not going to have those guys calling me and telling me or texting me, telling me what I can and can't say, and they thought I was wrong. It's just my opinion, just like everybody. I'm in the business of opinion, and I think mine's pretty well educated since I've been around Morales for a long time.
Yes, that's correct.
And I said a lot of nice things about him, but nobody heard the nice things. They only hear the ego things. So that's fine.
Well, that always happens. You know that.
I feel bad. That I just wanted to get that out.
I want you to just take a deep breath on the air right now. Take it. Okay. Take a deep breath.
Could you hear it in L.A.?
Yes, we could hear it all the way back here in sunny and South Florida because it's so hot again right now. Yeah. Although it rained a lot yesterday. You didn't miss that. All right, listen,
We had more rain yesterday?
We had a little bit of rain yesterday, especially in Davie. For about an hour straight, it poured yesterday. And then my lights were flickering. Right after it came back on, they started flickering, and my worst nightmares were coming through at that point. So, listen, you go take a deep breath. Go get yourself some coffee. I'm going to tell everyone about FanDuel and about fantasy football because week two of the season.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Week two starts tonight.
That substance right there, brother.
That's what I'm telling you about. So go take a deep breath. Go get some coffee. Woo-saw, Joe. Woo-saw. Woo-saw. You got to pretend that everything's going to be okay, even though you're getting ripped by everyone.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
That's right, man. We are all born, or most of us, born in the USA. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Zach, should I bring it up? I was going back and forth thinking about this last night, this Jameel Hill and Michael Smith and the SEC6 show at 6 p.m. on ESPN, their main show, their big baby. And, of course, Jameel Hill on her own Twitter account blast the president with about four or five fastballs to what would you call them, 98 mile an hour fastballs?
Oh, these might have been 101.
Okay, 101 at the head, right at the head.
Yep.
So anyway, Sarah Huckabee comes out yesterday in the White House and tweets out about those tweets and says after she was asked a question, she believes it's a fireable offense. For that ESPN should get rid of her. And, of course, that started what usually we'd call something, not the crap show, but the S show.
Yes, correct.
Because it's going to bring the divide of this country. It doesn't help, and it just gets the Republicans come out strong. The Democrats come out strong. She's got a right to say what she wants. Freedom of speech. He did it on her own Twitter account. People are going to go, Kurt Schilling got screwed as a white guy. And we're going to go back and forth on what's going to happen with this stuff. And then the fact that the White House responded to the question.
That's the craziest part of this whole thing.
Well, she was asked the question. She couldn't say she didn't know. She's got to be up on that.
You know what you say there? We're not commenting on anything like that. Next question. That's how you just get away from that, unless you want to make it a story, and they wanted to make it a story.
So anyway, and this goes back to whether you're in sports as an athlete, in sports, or anything else, do you have a right to have your own opinion, real positive, which nobody cares about, or real negative, whether it's a president or anybody else, to give your opinion when you have a job as a lead person on a very popular, I don't know what the numbers are like, but 6 o'clock show is the one I like to catch every night, get caught up on everything, even though it's a little different show now with Jamil Hill and Michael Smith. It's called the SC6 at 6 o'clock. Used to be the SportsCenter 6 o'clock news show.
Yep.
Get you caught up on everything. It's going to bring out a lot of strong opinions one way or the other, which is kind of where this country is right now in general, right?
Yes. No, of course. I mean, everything going on in this country right now always comes down to, unfortunately, a race issue or something issue. And this is exactly what happened with this, too. Whether people took it, it could have been anyone that tweeted that out. It didn't matter what it was. But because it was an African-American woman that has a high-profile job.
On ESPN.
And it all started off, by the way, if you look back at Jamil Hill's Twitter, and I did, just to go back, it all started with a discussion with another Twitter user about Kid Rock, who's considering a run for U.S. Senate in Michigan. And what she wrote out there, what she wrote about him was, he loves black people so much that he pandered to racists by using a flag that unquestionably stands for dehumanizing black people. And then all of a sudden it got into the Trump stuff, and then obviously she made the comment about the white supremacist, and he surrounds himself with that.
Right.
She actually came out later on, I think this was last night around 8:35 or so, she wrote a tweet out. So to address the elephant in the room, hashtag facts, my comments on Twitter express my personal beliefs. My regret is that my comments and the public way I made them painted ESPN in an unfair light. My respect for the company and my colleagues remains unconditional. The only reason why this was such a huge deal is because of the fact that Jamil Hill is verified and she works for ESPN, and it says it in her profile. Just like the what I told you before about a sponsor that didn't like something that I said about a product that contacted CBS Corp. to let them know, you know, we saw something that someone wrote. I wrote something very just kind of oblivious to. I didn't even realize it was bad. It was about a drink that I drank. It wasn't anything bad. I didn't rip a company. I didn't say this stinks, I would never drink this, or I'll never go to this place. But it's amazing what happens on social media. And when you go as far as Jamil went, you're going to get major backlash because the country is divided. And that's just what's going to happen.
Well, it was a president of the United States.
Yeah, that doesn't help when you're ripping the president too, yes.
Which, whether you really like him and what he's doing or you can't stand him and all the things he's doing, you're going to get an unbelievable reaction, whether you think he's president divide or whatever it might be. So it got things going pretty good, and there's a lot of people, real strong opinions. It's been talked about by everybody. Whether you should have a right. I do know one thing. I was surprised. I thought she lost it a little bit, was getting fired up, whoever she was talking to. And that's when she really got involved in the last three or four tweets on the president and people affiliated with the president and everything else. And as you said, started with Kid Rock.
Yes.
I guess Kid Rock's big problem is, not that I'm a Kid Rock fan of his music, but Kid Rock came out, was pretty much anybody that kneels, screw them.
Yep.
For the national anthem. That was his big thing.
That was his hot take. Yep, that's right.
So anyway, ESPN doesn't want to lose. Look, they're like everybody else. If you say anything where they think they're going to lose viewers, that's all ESPN cares about.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN doesn't want sponsors pissed off and viewers leaving.
You don't remember that famous Michael Jordan quote years and years ago when he was asked about Democrats and Republicans, and he goes, oh, what do you think about that Republican who said this? He goes, I don't have any feelings on that. Republicans buy shoes too.
Right.
Well, yeah, like, you know, he knew where to go on that.
Well, MJ used to get ripped all the time.
Always.
Because he didn't get involved in social causes for folks. And so people got on him, and he's like, hell no, man. It's I got everybody, Democrats and Republicans, buying my shoes. I'm not going to piss one of them off. And so anyway, it's interesting. Jamil's got a great job, obviously. I'm guessing she's doing really well doing that show for herself with Michael Smith and everything else. So we just wanted to bring it up. We'll get a reaction from it. I'm sure you can call. We're not trying to hide from it. We have no affiliation with ESPN at all. 56022, if you want to jump on the text machine with everything else. Probably not a good time, though, because certain people that are going through power frustration that have taken cold showers and still living in a hot house might come out a little salty.
Yeah, but I would probably do too, yeah.
One way or the other today, man, with everything going on. Zach, we're running super late again, man. I just can't find a format today here in Los Angeles, brother. We got a lot more from the Miami Dolphins we're going to have for you coming up as they get set for their first game. No excuse, first game coming up against the Chargers on Sunday. We'll have that, Zach, coming up, so stay with us for that. We're going to Hollywood's Headlines also about ready to join us.
That's right.
And you know Wood will get it going. Always gets it going.
Mm-hmm.
He not sensitive.
No.
Hollywood's not sensitive.
Well, maybe a little.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
What do you got today in the headlines there, brother?
We're a little frazzled here, Joe. We had to change our seating arrangement here. We had a fire drill in the building.
Hollywood's sitting next to me now, and you know what? I'm getting kind of
nervous.
What
the hell happened?
Fire alarm went off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I blame that on you somehow. Somehow, some way, it's your fault.
Hey, listen, that building, as you know, anything can happen, right? Microphone can hit you in the head. Everything goes out. You never know, man. You never know.
Correct.
All right, Joe, we have a real fight this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Actually, Saturday night's going to be great.
Canelo and Triple G. Now, Oscar De La Hoya came out and said that he thinks this fight for Triple G and Canelo could break $50 million for the two fighters, which obviously is nothing close compared to what Floyd and Conor McGregor made. The odds for this fight, Triple G, a slight favorite right now, coming in at minus 155. Canelo is at plus 125. So pretty close. They're almost a pick 'em.
If you like great power and two guys that are going to take some serious shots at each other, then I know it doesn't have the hype of what we just went through with Mayweather, but my God, this thing is going to be, for boxing fans, this is going to have a nice feel to it, man. It's going to be a good one.
Joe, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned this yet. Los Angeles is going to host the Olympics in 2028. I think you would be 72.
Yeah, there's no, I haven't talked about it because there's no guarantee I'm going to be around. So you're right. I have not talked about it.
Yeah.
A bunch of high-profile celebrities got involved, including Dr. Dre and Magic Johnson, the heads of all the teams up there, Warner Brothers, Disney, all these CEOs were involved in this thing. So L.A. is going to get it in 2028. Paris will get it in 2024.
Can I ask you this? Just out here, and they're fired up about it, of course, but I do have people that have come up to me saying, where in the hell are we going to put these things? Where are we going to put these Olympics? I know they did them, but they've done this before. What was it? The 80 Olympics were here?
84, I believe.
84?
Yeah.
I don't. Man, this thing is packed with people. Like, it is stuffed. Like, good luck, man, getting around. This might be a real frustrating Olympics. Can you imagine somebody can't make their time for the 100 meter?
Yeah, I'm stuck in traffic.
Like, I'm stuck in traffic. Can you hold on for a minute?
Yep.
Yeah, crazy.
Also says here in this article, Joe, Bruce Jenner is going to be the guy who does the torch.
Who?
It doesn't say that.
He's laughing.
Would you be okay with that?
Why do you always got to bring up this stuff, man?
Mm-hmm. It's your favorite show, Joe.
Well, he won the 1980 Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He was a man then. Yeah. He's a woman now.
Oh, Hollywood now sitting next to me laughing harder than
I know.
I've
he
ever
just thinks that. He likes that awkward moment.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that.
He just waited.
Loves. When it got a little sticky, he just loves it. I got him. You didn't get me. I don't know what you want me to say.
Another story here out of California. The California State Athletic Commission has officially overturned John Bones Jones' win over Daniel Cormier. The second steroid test came back positive. No surprise there. And now Daniel Cormier will get the belt back after being beaten by John Jones, who is facing a four-year ban. And again, John Jones, another one of those athletes. You can throw Brian Cushing in there as well, who was just suspended. I didn't know what I took was the excuse.
You know, that's bull crap. 100% bull crap. I'm so tired of it. I don't want to hear. If I'm hearing it from a 20-year-old or 21-year-old or 22, one thing. But for guys that have been around, that have flunked these tests before, to come out, and it's weak. It's the weakest ass excuse of all time. I don't know what I put into my body. Yes, you do. You're a dumbass. You're out. You've been suspended. You are now kicked out of your sport. Good luck trying to make that kind of money doing anything else in your life.
How about Cormier? How about Cormier now being the champion again after he got his ass kicked? I know the guy was on drugs or whatever, but goodness gracious. Would you take the belt back just like that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
No, I don't need it.
I would. Wait, it depends on the next payday, though. Yeah.
That guy just threw, as one of the most talented guys in the UFC, just threw his career away for about, right? That was the last shot. He just threw tens of millions of dollars.
Down the drain.
Right out the toy, man.
Four-year ban, Joe. He's not coming back from that.
Flushed him.
Yep.
All right, Joe. He'll be a
destruction Danny now.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be a mess.
It's gonna be, yeah, someone's got to keep their eyes on him.
Our last story is a tipping story. It's the kind of stories that we like here. Jason Aldean, the country singer, was at Black Sheep Burrito and Brews in West Virginia. He had his entire crew there. They ordered 60 burritos and a quesadilla for about $500. Now, a worker at the restaurant claims that Jason Aldean left a poor tip. The employee went on Twitter and tweeted about it. Now, the employee has since been fired, not because Jason Aldean contacted the restaurant or any one of his guys. Another employee at the restaurant brought the issue up to management. So the employee's been fired because you're not supposed to do stuff like that. It's supposed to be confidential what these people leave or whatever.
Right.
And then another employee ratted on the guy.
Snitches get stitches, Joe.
Boy, I'm very sensitive about the tipping. I don't ever want to leave, even if my food is very average or below average and the service sucks. I still leave a good tip. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, because if you don't, look what happens.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to get back. I've heard about it from other guys that I've known. The dude was cheap. The guy, we heard it with Warren Sapp and that whole thing. We've heard it from other guys. I don't want to deal with that. You just get it. Don't want to deal with it. Maybe someday when I'm done, I don't care when I'm not working. But
you don't want to have the nickname, you know, no tipping?
No, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. Like Scottie Pippen, the mutant?
Yeah, well, Scottie Pippen's back out here trying to make, like, his ninth run, trying to put his marriage back together.
Oof. Might not be any future with that.
By the way, that thing's got no shot to work. I mean, how many times can you try to get back together after both of you have been with different people over and over again?
Yeah, probably not going to work out. But good luck to him.
He's a pretty lucky guy. She looks good for him being the ugliest person in the history of sports.
You gotta stop, man.
Hey, one more wrinkle to this story, though, Joe. It's not clear if this was a takeout order, by the way. So I don't know. Do you have to tip if you order 60 burritos to go?
Oh, see, you left that out.
Wow.
It's not clear. It might have been a takeout order.
That's a lot of burritos for takeout.
Here's the problem. Because it's a celebrity, people expect, I'm going to get a big tip, even if you're just picking up and taking out. I don't know, man. I don't always leave 20% when I pick up. Like, I go to Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza in Weston every Friday night just about, and I do leave a tip, I don't know, 10% usually for pickup. I don't know, is that right or wrong, but that's usually what I do. and leave it at that. What do you guys do on when I go to pick it up?
I'm weird with the pickup stuff because if I have no patience, so if I have to wait when I get there, sometimes it's a little
shut them out?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, no, that's all right. Yeah. Just call it a Kershaw shutout.
But I'll tell you this. If I'm eating at a restaurant, even if it's bad, even if my wife's complaining to me the whole time or the service is bad and I don't see somebody, I leave the tip because I don't want to ever be put in the situation where something gets tweeted out about me about that. And I'm just, it's just not worth it to me. A lot of people are, screw that, I won't do it, or this and that. We've gotten to arguments before, and I have in the afternoon, about the tipping on the takeout, because a lot of people just don't believe in it. I'm going to pick up food. I don't need to tip the person that's doing that. So I'm a little bit.
You're not Joe Rose famous, though.
No,
so, you don't really have to worry about it. Like Joe is a pretty big local celebrity.
Scottie Pippen, LaShawn McCoy, guys like that who get called Warren Sapp. If you're noticeable, you're put in a different position than, me in Hollywood. Me in Hollywood get out of Anthony's, and it's not a big deal. Joe Rose leaves Anthony's. They look at the check, and, it's 79-42, and you leave 79-42. Yeah, someone might say something.
That's funny you said that, because it's always $70.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
It's $70 for the
Joe, do you see
coal-fired pizza wings and that meatball ricotta cheese pizza.
Do you realize who you're talking to?
That you turned me on to.
Do you realize who you're talking to about Anthony's? I probably know the prices left and right. I know how much the meatball ricotta pizza is. I know how much the wings are, 10 or 20. I know how much the eggplant merino is, the tuna. You want a beer, a craft beer. You want a glass of wine, some of that sangria. Joe, I know all the prices for all that stuff. I go there enough. So, yeah, I know basically where I am. Now, with the tax and everything, I'm not so great with that. But everything else, I kind of know when you talk about that Anthony's menu.
Well, and they're also, we talk about them, and they do stuff with our station. So I just feel like, even though mine's always pickup, that I should leave a tip.
I like eating inside the Anthony's, too. They're usually packed, but I like eating inside.
Well, that's a problem. Friday night's not exactly a great time to...
No. You got to do what I do. I tell my parents, let's eat there at 6:30. I get there at 7. They're waiting, and they already have a table.
Hey, we got the big 8 o'clock hour coming up.
We do. Yeah, Brian Billick's going to join us.
Brian Billick's going to join us. We're going to talk about some football week one. Biggest surprises individually and team, and some teams that are in big, big trouble. Hello, Indianapolis Colts. You've got a problem. Who's worse right now, the Jets or the Colts?
I'm going to go with the Jets just because they're the Jets, but the Colts right now are, if you're worried about starting Jacoby Brissett or Scott Tolzien, you're in deep doo-doo. Although, you look at the Jets and who they have with Hacklenberg and McCown, I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up. I think I'm just going to still go with the Jets being the worst because the Colts might have some other talent on the team and the Jets really don't have much.
Jeez.
I wouldn't want to be in either one of those shoes, though, as a general manager or coach, because you were on the firing block, I'm sure, at this point. Even though you might not have put that team together, you still have to ride with that team all season long.
Zach, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll have more from the Miami Dolphins, who are out here practicing, plus one Miami Heat player coming off, and I'm being nice, mediocre season.
Average, yeah.
Got paid. We'll have more on that coming up straight ahead.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.